Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this show is not supposed to have intro music. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show where you get to explore your divine connection and find out what kind of messages they have for you. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, so it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm also known, as the real DC Love, and sometimes just DC Love. Whichever you choose is fine with me. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my journey. It's a crazy journey. It started with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and Spirit was actually sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me onto this amazing path that I find myself on today, and I just can't imagine not being on it. I'm also an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing is that some of my education was not received in a conventional manner. I traveled to heaven. Sometimes I was there visiting loved ones, but other times I actually attended schools of higher learning. And this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began and where I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. And I connected with Jesus and Mother Mary. It was all sudden, it was unexpected, and it basically changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I do have a strong connection with the spirit world, and since that time, I never looked back. I continue to serve and protect. I traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I have been together now for a while. It started while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that this truly is a divine connection, and Joan has left this door open, and those on the other side continually walk through it. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. And I'm just so happy to be here taking my abilities to live radio and accessing an even wider audience, as well as bringing my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And so I stand in that unconditional love in everything that I do. And this makes a session with me a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do, and there's even a little something about DC Love at my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. And now it is time for us to go to our wonderful, beautiful, amazing callers. So our first caller is from area code 914. Hello, who's this?
Hi, lovely ladies. It's Kat. How are you?
Great, Kat. Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yes, that was a beautiful introduction to you both. You're our special angels here on Earth.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kat.
Yeah.
As are you. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm good. Just a little confused with my project, if I should do it all over again or just fix what I have and then can move on to the next one.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting, Kat, is you've got to believe that you have the ability to make these amazing decisions because you are truly, competent to do so. And I'm getting, watch your emotions. Don't bring your emotions into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm also getting a person may come your way that may help you to make these decisions. And I'm getting this person may come in April, and I'm seeing like a lighter-haired man. I believe this. It looks like, now when I see it, you see it like in a divine way. To me it looks like blonde hair, but it could be like grayish or silver hair, but to me it looks blonde. And he looks to have like maybe lighter eyes, Kat.
I think
Okay, and is there a letter K involved? Is there a letter K possibly? Because I'm getting possibly a letter K, but this person is going to be really dependable.
Oh, fantastic.
And help you to have the financial stability that you're looking for. And, you need a little bit more time to just, have some fun and, and to give you, a little time away from worry. You seem to be worried a little bit too much. You seem to be a little bit too stressed.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who my mind's always active, yeah. I should make those thoughts more playful and positive, yeah.
Okay, well, we know, that when we work from the heart, Kat, the money does flow easily.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is just be honest with yourself and follow your instincts. But also, to put everything aside for a little while and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Because when we take time off, connect with our inner child, have a little fun, this actually helps us to open up all these channels of creativity, and in comes all that financial abundance that you were worried about in the first place.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I do think it's a little bit of fear that you have, and you really shouldn't have that fear. So we have Mother Mary with you, and I feel like she's been with you for a little while now, and she's trying to help you realize that there is nothing to fear, okay? Go ahead. You had a dream about Mother Mary?
Yes, and Jesus. Yes, and they were, it was like a church on a beautiful island that I swam to get to. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Wow. Well, I'm getting, like you're swimming to an island, that you were like sort of in the flow of love, Kat.
Okay.
And just, as you're swimming, you have to give up control, the need to control all of this. Because if God is there, Jesus or Mother Mary, all you have to do is surrender the situation to the divine, okay?
Yeah.
And allow them to come in with their heavenly assistance. Because they're always there, they're available to us to bestow their wisdom, to bestow their love, and we're really asked to trust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to whatever it is that we're holding on to, okay? And to just, to have faith, because there's going to be a solution or a solution to your problems. And I'm saying there is a solution coming. And it's on the horizon, but you've got to really trust. You've got to have faith. You've got to surrender. And you've got to, you know, let go of the need to control. Because when you do, you're filled with anxiety. There is a little bit of distrust. And, mm-hmm. you know, things work out the way you want it. It's sort of like you're putting the brakes on in the car, but expecting to go, you know, further. And you can't go any further until you, of course, take your foot off the brake.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about, I know that, you know, that you write these amazing scripts, but this is one of the times that you're asked to allow the divine to come in and let them be the script writers for a little bit while you relax. Okay,
yeah.
So it doesn't get much easier than that. You're just asked, you know, just be strong and trust and allow, like, everything to resolve itself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Mary is saying, you know, my beautiful, beloved cat, you are stronger than you think. And she's wrapping this blue, beautiful powder blue blanket around you. And Ginger's saying, Mother Mary, do you want me to tie her up in it? And she's saying, no, Ginger, that's okay. We're going to allow Kat to just, you know, to weigh things. And I'm sure she'll agree, you know. So be strong and trust that you have the ability, you know, to really to have all of this worked out. Okay, and know that there is a beautiful solution waiting for you. And as I'm saying that, there's someone stepping forward, and it's actually your dad, okay?
Yeah.
Well, he's there, and he's walking in faith with you, Kat. Okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to relax. You've got to really relax.
Yeah.
Okay, there's nothing to worry about. And that's what your dad is saying, that there's nothing to worry about, Kat. Okay, he is with you, and he's just smiling, and he's saying, if you'll just, you know, let go of things and release, things are going to become much clearer for you.
Okay.
Okay? And you will see, you know, what you're supposed to do, and you'll be able to walk forward on your path.
Okay.
I'm getting the word forgiveness around you, and I just feel like this may have to do with some of the people that you connect with.
Mm-hmm.
In regard to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some that maybe have not, like, lived up to what they said that they would do, like, in regard to helping you.
Yeah.
Okay, so just, I'm getting, you've got to forgive. And know that there was a purpose behind it. And, you know, if you allow the stress to just be released and be open and, you know, expecting, you know, what's coming, I'm hearing the word miracles around you. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, I'm right. There's a miracle on the horizon, trust me. Okay? So Ginger's asking that you trust and, you know, walk in faith. And she'll say, she's saying, Kenneth, you'll never have to walk alone. I'll always be there with you, okay?
Aw, thank you.
I want you to walk in faith, hon, and just know that, you know, all is well. And she's saying, you know, when we get to the stop sign, we may actually take a little bit different of a direction. And she's saying, when I say that, I know that there's a lot of fear around walking into the unknown. You know, it scares you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying, if we take, you know, like a right instead of keep on going straight, financially you may be a little bit better off, okay? You may actually walk in the direction of some unexpected money, Kat.
Wow.
Okay? So don't be afraid to, you know, to walk into the unknown, okay?
Mhm.
And I keep getting, like, you know, there's help coming, there's assistance coming to you, but you've just got to be able to open your arms and be willing to receive, Kat, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And please, like, don't let stress come in and anxiety, because it's not good for you health-wise, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
We're going to just go of that, okay? So
yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, you've been taking on a little bit too much work-wise.
Yeah.
And you've got to allow, you know, others to step in and help you. You've got to step out of your comfort zone and allow others to come in and really to help you to, you know, lighten your load, hon, okay?
Okay.
So with that being said, Ginger's saying, Mom, I think our beautiful friend Kat actually may need a little bit of healing. Okay, and she's saying, Kat, we're going to turn you over to Auntie Barbara, and when you're done, she wants you to put on some music because music makes the soul smile, okay?
Yeah.
So, Barbara, Ginger is suggesting that Kat have a little bit of healing.
Okay. Then I guess that's what we'll give her. Okay, Kat, we're going to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements, so just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the fear of making the wrong choice.
Dear innate, I release the fear of making the wrong choice.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of success.
Dear innate, I release the fear of success.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I no longer feel the need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I trust.
Dear innate, I trust.
Dear innate, my heart is open to receiving.
Dear innate, my heart is open to receiving.
Dear innate, I accept that God is on my side.
Dear innate, I accept that God is on my side.
Dear innate, my past no longer holds me back.
Dear innate, my past no longer holds me back.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I love myself and my life.
Dear innate, I love myself and my life.
Dear innate, love always guides me.
Dear innate, love always guides me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does all that feel?
Wonderful. Really, really wonderful.
Good.
Now, you ladies are truly gifted, and I'm just blessed to know you. Both of you are just amazing.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We're blessed to know you, too.
I am, honey.
Truly, really. Wow. Yeah. Some people are evidence of God's love for us in our lives. Yeah. Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, now you get to go and have some fun, okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
And Kat, interesting. Put on the music. Your dad wants to dance with you, hon.
Aw, yay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Ginger, too. Thank you all. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, God.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Kat. Moving to our next caller from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie. Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
What can we do for you today?
Send me messages that you can give me. I'm open to receiving it.
Beautiful.
Okay.
What is it that you're facing right now, Jackie, that's giving you a little bit of stress?
Well, my job is very unfulfilling and chaotic.
Okay.
Takes a lot of my me time, my peace of mind, so I can move forward in my personal life.
Well, all of the stuff that you're holding on to is emotionally, like, really heavy. I feel the heaviness, like, within you. And it's really starting to, like, spill over onto your physical health. Are you having any physical issues currently?
I mean, sometimes loss of appetite. lost appetite, and I don't know, I guess maybe I could sleep better.
Okay.
The
angels are saying, Jackie, you don't have to get sick to ask to have your name met. Just please try to stay focused on the good things in life, okay?
Yes.
Because I'm getting you can actually have financial stability,
mm-hmm.
you know, from doing something that you love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, too, but keep your eyes open because there may be a position coming your way, and it may be coming very soon. It involves more money. It involves all your needs, and I'm getting it's like it's, you know, it's really going to be a better position. Okay, so please, you know, you've got to take care of you in the interim. Okay.
Yes.
And you've got to honor yourself because you're a beautiful soul, but you're really sensitive. You're sensitive
mm-hmm.
to others' energy, and sometimes you feel that like, wow, these people are really, their energy is really harsh. Okay?
Absolutely.
So you've got
that
to honor,
so
like, what you are feeling. Okay? You've got to honor your sensitivity. You've got to make sure that you've got boundaries. You could
mm-hmm.
be nice, but also you could be assertive at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
we have the divine angels with you to really to be able to speak your truth. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's going on relationship-wise?
What, at work or personal?
Personally.
I still have issues with my family, you know, my siblings, and sometimes
okay, so
my children.
What do you remember, like, what kind of relationship did you have with your father? Because I'm getting father issues are sort of like, you know, what is causing issues presently with others. I mean, you may not even realize anything, like, right now as we're, you know, speaking, but
mm-hmm.
you may later on recall something that wasn't, you know, the best of times. And
okay.
you're asked to just, like, acknowledge whatever you remember and then release it, okay? Because when you release, you allow for healing to come in, okay? So when I say, like, your father, do you remember any emotions or any times, like, with your father that weren't the best?
I mean, he said something one time, and I walked in on the conversation. And,
okay.
It was until many years later after my mother passed. My father died years before my mother, but after my mother passed, one of my siblings questioned, you know, my paternity.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just kind of odd that they would bring it up after both my parents were gone. So I always deep down felt like, you know, was there a question about my paternity, you know?
Okay. Well,
because very close to him, and I know that I've been doing everything he would want me to do. And I know by
good.
The time he had transitioned, I think I had a great relationship with my father.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but,
I feel like there is healing that has to be done, and I ask that you honor and love yourself. Okay, Mother Mary is with you. The angels are with you, and
mm-hmm.
you are a child of God, and you are made in His image. Be very proud of yourself. But I do
mm-hmm.
feel like there's healing in need because of the father issues that you have. Okay, and you've got to be willing to just release, like, anything that you're holding on to in regard to maybe what you've overheard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to, like, allow you to feel better and to go forward and to really heal your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, and we're going to, you know, start the healing process. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what they want you to release. So just repeat what I say. And here we go. Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Okay, there's something there. Hold on just a second. Let's see if they're going to clarify it. Dear innate, I release the belief that I am not good enough.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am not good enough.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to suffer.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to suffer.
Dear innate, I release the belief that my life is supposed to be a struggle.
Dear innate, I release the belief that my life is supposed to be a struggle.
Dear innate, I disconnect from societal beliefs about me.
Dear innate, I disconnect from societal beliefs about me.
Dear innate, I take back my freedom.
Dear innate, I take back my freedom.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I accept that God always gives me the answers.
Dear innate, I accept that God always gives me the answers.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does all that feel?
I didn't realize that it was so much heaviness that I had. And I've been really working on it. I mean, it feels lighter. I guess I would have to, like, listen to it again while meditating.
So is there any particular thing that's coming into your mind that you're finding so heavy?
Just, you know, my mother. You know, why she allowed everything to just occur the way that it did. I don't understand why.
Okay. Let's see if we can get some clarity about that. Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, even though I don't understand her, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, even though I don't understand her, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I no longer let my mother weigh me down.
Dear innate, I no longer let my mother weigh me down.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I give myself freedom from my mother.
Dear innate, I give myself freedom from my mother.
Dear innate, I release the beliefs of my mother.
Dear innate, I release the beliefs of my mother.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Renee, I love and accept myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Now, how does that feel?
A lot lighter.
Good. Okay,
No, go ahead. Say what you tell me what they're saying.
Well, see, now I completely destroyed the chain of thought. Okay, you go ahead and say what you're going to say, and I'll let them come back and tell me what they're going to tell me.
Well, yesterday would have been 8 years since I buried my mother. And they've been 8 very challenging years with my family relationships. And it has affected every area of my life. And I'm ready to, like, move on.
Why do you have guilt about your mother?
But there were some things she wanted me to take care of, like, about 2 weeks before she transitioned. And I didn't take the time off from work. And since she's passed, I've been doing everything I can to do right by her. It's been a big battle for me, financially, emotionally, and, you know, even with my family. I believe that I was rejected because I favor my mother. I do things like my mother. I was close to my mother, but my mother didn't enable me. She enabled everyone else. And I just had to deal with everything since my mother died alone.
Okay.
You know, with the exception of my husband and my children, that's it.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to clear some of that stuff out. Dear Renee, I release the guilt connected with my mother.
Dear Renee, I release the guilt connected with my mother.
Dear Renee, I release the need to punish myself over what happened with my mother.
Dear Renee, I release the need to punish myself over what has happened with my mother.
Dear Renee, I release the need for my family to punish me.
Dear Renee, I release the need for my family to punish me.
Dear Renee, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Renee, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Renee, I cut all ties and connections to my mother.
Dear Renee, I cut all ties and connections to my mother.
Dear Renee, I forgive myself for what I didn't do.
Dear Renee, I forgive myself for what I didn't do.
Dear Renee, I no longer need to punish myself.
Dear Renee, I no longer need to punish myself.
Dear Renee, I do not deserve to suffer.
Dear Renee, I do not deserve to suffer.
Dear Renee, I love my mother.
Dear Renee, I love my mother.
Dear Renee, my mother loves me.
Dear Renee, my mother loves me.
Dear Renee, my mother forgives me.
Dear Renee, my mother forgives me.
Dear Renee, I let it all go.
Dear Renee, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels good. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to cut my ties with her.
You just did. There's nothing to figure out. You've already done it.
So I still see her as my mother, though. I still, you know, miss her. I still want to do things. But when you mean ties, what are you talking about exactly?
all the things that were tying you up in knots when it came to her and what you did or didn't do and all of the consequences and all of that stuff. I didn't cut the ties and say that you love her. I mean, because the love is there. Her love for you is there. She's with you. So, you know, it's even though she's died and she's no longer physically with you, she is still with you. And she's not holding anything against you. She's not holding anything against you at all. She's saying, let it go.
Okay.
So you don't need to hang on to anything for her. She's perfectly happy with you letting it all go.
Yeah, there's some things, though, that I don't want to let go. I mean, I don't believe that anybody should have taken advantage of me. And I just want to finish off her affairs, you know, in regards to her estate.
And she says to do whatever is best for you, but to know that you are not doing it for her, because you don't have to do anything for her. She's absolutely fine. She just wants you to be happy.
Okay.
So just decide what is best for you. And if it's best for you to walk away from something, then walk away from it. And just move on with your life.
Okay.
Okay, so now you can look at everything and decide what's actually important and do what's important and let everything else go.
Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome.
DC,
and don't forget to enjoy your life, too.
You're so welcome.
Huh? Yeah, trying to. I am definitely going to try. I need to.
Okay. All right, let us know
how
it goes.
You're welcome. Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay,
Barbara,
ma'am.
I have to ask. I'm getting calls. I don't know if it's calls from Spirit. So I don't know, but my darn computer keeps it's ringing like someone wants to talk and it's hysterical. I don't know. Are there any that want to give us a message or ask a question?
I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, because I connected earlier. I always ask Spirit before we start the show, you know, what is the message that you'd like me to deliver for today when I post the show? So the first thing that I heard was always wear underwear. The people you meet on your way up the ladder will be looking. And that one was from, of course, no other than my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. That was the first message. And then the second message, she didn't come alone. She came with Phyllis Diller. And Phyllis said, you know, if you need an excuse to get out of cooking dinner tonight, here it is. Love and Amazing Grace, you know, will be live at 7 p.m. Eastern. Call in. Ask your questions or listen. See you soon. And just out. You know, because Phyllis is a woman after my own heart. She didn't like to cook. You know, she didn't like to clean. And I love that. I can never really get in touch with that, you know, domestic goddess. It's just not me. And when she would be cooking Thanksgiving dinner, they would think, oh, my gosh, is she trying to commemorate Pearl Harbor? And then she would say, you know, like, housework, you know, it can't kill you, but why take the chance, you know? So I agree with that. Why take the chance, Barbara? And, of course, as you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, I do have a grandson that's here quite often, Jackson. And Phyllis is saying, you know what, cleaning your house, DC, while your kids are still growing up, or your grandkids, it's like shuffling the walk before it stops snowing. There's no point. And I agree with that, too.
I can see what you're saying.
So I don't know, maybe it's Phyllis and Joan, I'm not sure, but I'm just putting it out there, you know, and I'm getting like a wink from Phyllis. She's enjoying this.
Well, good for her. Well, okay. I'm sure that they will chime in when they want to chime in, because they do.
Yes.
All right, so we will go to our next caller from area code 918. Hi, who's this?
This is Karen. Hello.
Hello, Karen.
Hello,
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wondered if either of you had any important messages for me tonight. I know DC gave me a reading earlier, and it was very thorough, and I appreciated it, but I thought maybe there was something else come up, anything for me, I just love and appreciate you both.
Oh,
well,
thank you,
we love you too.
Yes. The first thing that I'm being shown, Karen, is that you need to have a little bit of quiet time.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to help you to really get in touch with what's in your heart and to really connect with that inner power, because you're ready to do this, okay? And I see angels gathering around you more than I've ever seen before. And they're saying, Karen, we're here. Going to help you to, you know, to really to make your dreams come true. Okay? They've been listening. They've heard all of your thoughts. They've heard all of your prayers. And they're surrounding you with love. And they're saying, don't worry, because you are going to connect with your divine plan. Okay? And I'm also seeing one of your favorites, Archangel Michael. He's walking with you as you are evolving. Okay?
Great.
And you're going to, you know, you're going to gain that higher knowledge that you're looking for. You're going to be inspired, and this is really going to help you to heal. You've been through a lot lately, and the angels are saying, you know, it's not always going to be like this. It's going to get better, and you're about to learn something new. I don't know if you've been contemplating any kind of new study, but Archangel Michael is saying she's ready to, you know, to gain more knowledge.
Okay.
So please don't fear change. Don't be resistant. Take a little time to breathe and know that Archangel Michael and all your angels are with you. Okay?
Okay.
And trust. Trust in, you know, this beautiful divine plan that is before you. Okay? And what I'm getting is you've got to reflect on the patterns that you've had, you know, throughout your lifetime. Okay? Reflect on them. You know, think about what worked. Think about what didn't work. Okay? Think about, you know, all the knowledge that you've also gained, all the past experiences, even the stuff that didn't work. And this is going to help you to go forward with Archangel Michael and your divine team, and you're going to go forward confidently. And knowing that, you know, those lessons learned do not ever need to be repeated, okay?
Right.
And you're very intuitive. You've got to learn to trust your intuition. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm also seeing, you know, that the angels are working behind the scenes to help you with your relationship with your husband as well. It's getting much better, okay? But they want you to really, to love and respect yourself. And they're going to help you to see yourself through their eyes, Karen, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you had questions in regard to your faith. You had questions in regard to other things. And the angels are saying, Karen, which path feels better to you? Okay? Which path are you aligned with? You know, don't do anything that makes you feel bad, okay?
Okay.
Go where you feel that you're respected and you feel like the love, okay? And you've got to be, you know, honest with yourself. You've got to be honest with others. And you've got to really tell them how you are feeling, okay? When we do this, it's a little scary because we're opening up and we have to be like a little bit more vulnerable, but it's in the long run it's really going to help, okay? And you know, there are people that are surrounding you and they're in fear of what you are saying, okay?
Okay.
You're a little bit more evolved than they are spiritually, and it scares them. Okay? So
yeah.
You've got to stay on your path and know that Archangel Michael is walking with you, and he's going to help you through this present situation. Okay? This is the time to really to honor yourself for the amazing journey that you're on and to heal and to resolve all that, you know, all that you've been worrying about. It's been too much to carry. Okay?
Okay.
And in the midst of everything, you know, you are going to have this beautiful, healthy relationship as well with your husband. And allow that beautiful inner goddess to come out, Karen. Let it shine. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, let that beautiful feminine side of yourself come out and be more, you know, like more open so others can connect with it, okay? You are an amazing, beautiful woman, and you're very intuitive, and you've got a lot of beautiful spiritual gifts, okay? So allow yourself to really to connect with all the divine beings that are trying to connect with you and be open to receiving the messages that await you, okay?
Okay.
Angels are saying, Karen, we want to help you to see yourself through the eyes of the divine. You are amazing. You are one of God's magnificent creations. Okay? Mother Mary is with you, and she's going to help you to have a little bit more self-confidence. And this is going to help you to, you know, just to go forward and really have a shift in the way you feel about everything. And when you do, others are going to feel that as well. Okay? You're
okay.
Going to embrace like all that comes your way. You've got an amazing way about you. You've got a great personality. You're beautiful. And the angels are going to help you to see, like you said, see yourself through their eyes, Karen. Okay? Does that make
okay.
sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm also getting teachers coming in, and she's saying, Karen's one of my best buds. I really love her. And she's saying, don't worry about what other people think or believe, Karen. Because you are more, you don't have to go with the flow in that regard. Don't have to agree with them because they don't always have the right answer, okay? And
okay.
What makes you different is amazing. It makes you stand out so that you're not, you know, like lost in the crowd, okay? And God made you the way you are because you are his magnificent creation. So trust God. And
okay.
Start, you know, start being your authentic self, Karen. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got a beautiful divine team with you, Karen. And your journey is a beautiful journey, hon. Okay? So embrace it. And don't allow others to, you know, to sort of like spill their fears over onto you. Because you yourself as well, you're meant to be here. You're a mentor. You're a leader. Karen, you are here to make a difference in this world. Angel, okay? You're filled with
okay.
wisdom. When you connect with others, you lift them up. They smile. You bring insight. You give them the guidance and support that they are needing, okay? Don't be afraid to speak your truth, okay? Because when
okay.
you do, you are speaking the voice of God within you, okay? People will listen. Shine your light upon them. Speak your truth. You're here to make a difference and inspire everyone, Karen. And you are so loved, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so with that being said, you are in need of a little bit of healing, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you.
And as you're connecting with Barbara, Phyllis Diller is watching the soup.
Okay.
Okay. Barbara?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, right, Barbara.
Hi, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love myself.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love myself.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to trust my guidance.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to trust my guidance.
Dear innate, I make excellent decisions.
Dear innate, I make excellent decisions.
Dear innate, I know the truth of who I am.
Okay, that one, can you repeat that one?
Sure. Dear Innate, I know the truth of who I am.
Dear Innate, I know the truth of who I am.
Dear Innate, I am beautiful.
Dear Innate, I am beautiful.
Dear Innate, I am strong and loving.
Dear Innate, I am strong and loving.
Dear Innate, I am a blessing to the world.
Dear Innate, I am a blessing to the world.
Dear Innate, I accept the blessings that God gives me.
Dear Innate, I accept the blessings that God gives me.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am a woman.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am a woman.
Dear Innate, I accept my feminine powers.
Dear Innate, I accept my feminine powers.
Dear Innate, I love and accept all of me.
Dear Innate, I love and accept all of me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Okay. That's much better.
Good.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And your guidance wants you to start fully embracing the wonderfulness of you.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying don't sell yourself short. You really are absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Karen.
Have a good evening. I better check my chicken soup.
Okay. Yeah, Phyllis, it's really good. She said it's better than the Campbell soup she's been eating. So she really likes it.
Okay. God bless you. Have a good night.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 863. Hi, who's this?
Good evening, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hello, Julia. How are you doing?
Hi, Julia.
Hey. Been just a little stressed out this past couple of days. The ex popped back up and sort of, you know, turned everything up in my life. Brought up some old memories, and he's kind of wanting to, you know, manipulate me to sign a document that he wants me to sign without giving me the opportunity to consult, which, you know, could become a legally binding document if we both sign it and affect our divorce decree. So I'm just, you know, had to stand my ground and say, no, you know, I'm not going to sign anything without, you know, having an opportunity to talk to somebody knowledgeable about it. So I'm just, you know, how it churns stuff up, you know, a little bit of the past, the divorce, all that stuff, just sort of, you know, I thought I've worked on it and healed it, and but then, you know, something comes up and sort of dredges the pond. So.
All right. Well,
anything
see, it's
about
just an opportunity
that,
for you to let go. So let's see what kind of messages they're giving about that. DC?
Yes. I'm getting there's, like, confusion here. And I'm getting, like, you know, like, there's the problem, like, with concentration. You've got so much on your mind. And the angels are saying you really need to speak with someone that you feel is trustworthy to help you and advise you. Okay, and the angels are saying, you know, you will have a practical solution to your problem, okay? It's sort of like they're showing me, like the angels are showing me this tree, and the roots are just like floating. So you're not, presently you're not grounded, okay? I'm seeing, is there maybe like a lighter-haired gentleman or a gentleman with gray hair that you've been considering speaking to? Because I feel like this person is very helpful, very organized, very analytical.
Yeah,
I can
actually
help you with...
I spoke with him earlier today, and he did help me. But I still need to contact, like, a, you know, legal counsel just to get a, you know, a real idea
so before,
of, you know, what my options are.
Before that, you do that, you've got to collect yourself. Joy, you got to collect yourself, and you've got to relax, okay? And
okay.
You've got to be receptive to the advice that you're receiving and to the guidance, okay? Because if you don't, you're going to get advice, guidance, instructions, and your head is going to be up in the clouds, and you're not going to be able to really follow what is, you know, given to you, okay? At this time, I would ask you to surrender, you know, any need to control the situation. Allow there to be divine healing to come in and to flow through the situation and to help heal it, okay?
Okay.
Because that's really going to help, is just allowing, you know, allowing the situation to be healed.
Okay?
And just be open. You know, I'm getting, be open to receiving. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, please watch, because your health may start to suffer from all of this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And, I mean, when you evaluate the situation, it goes beyond just money, okay?
Yes.
You need a little bit of time right now. The air is so thick, it's like you can cut it with a knife, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you've got to sort of like back away for a little, just a little bit here. You need to calm down in order for you to be able to proceed forward and be able to really, like, take in everything, okay? To give everything, like, an honest examination to see what needs to be done, okay? And the first thing I'm getting is you are in a little bit of a need of healing, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to help you to heal so that you can go forward and be able to, you know, to really have a resolution to this issue, okay?
Okay.
Barbara?
Okay, so we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements and just repeat what I say. Okay. Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the patterns of behavior from my marriage.
Dear innate, I cut the ties of behavior from my marriage.
Dear innate, I release being a victim.
Dear innate, I release being a victim.
Dear innate, I cut the ties that attract my ex back into my life.
Dear innate, I cut the ties that attract my mate back, wait a minute, that attract my ex back into my life.
Dear innate, I trust myself.
Dear innate, I trust myself.
Dear innate, I make excellent decisions.
Dear innate, I make excellent decisions.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, no one has control over me.
Dear innate, no one has control over me.
Dear innate, I release any need to be manipulated.
Dear innate, I release any need to be manipulated.
Dear Renate, I know that God guides me to what is best.
Dear Renate, I know God guides me to what is best.
Dear Renate, I trust in God.
Dear Renate, I trust in God.
Dear Renate, I release any and all guilt.
Dear Renate, I release any and all guilt.
Dear Renate, I release any and all need to please other people.
Dear Renate, I release any and all need to please other people.
Dear Renate, I stand firm in who I am.
Dear Renate, I stand firm in who I am.
Dear Renate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Renate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Renate, I cut all of the ties to the past.
Dear Renate, I cut all the ties to the past.
Dear Renate, I deserve the best.
Dear Renate, I deserve the best.
Dear Renate, I create the best in my life.
Dear Renate, I create the best in my life.
And take a nice deep breath.
Yes. Wow, I
how does that feel?
I'm going to listen to the archives because I think I need to do that many times over. That was like exactly what I needed to. Yes. Whew.
Good, wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Wow.
You are welcome. Whew. And your life really is going to get better, so.
Thank you.
Just know that.
I'm just ready for it to be better. I'm ready for a positive change, and got a little bit of a head cold going here, so my sinuses and my voice goes in and out a little bit. But
okay.
Yeah, I really would like to experience happiness and joy and love and, you know, all the wonderful things that life has to offer. I feel like, you know, this has been missing for so long, and I really, you know, I really desire to have this in my life. I want to have a good, happy life, you know.
Yeah, and you deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Okay. And do something nice for yourself because you also deserve that.
Thank you. Yes, I think I'll go to the park tomorrow and walk around the park and look at the water and look for any ducks or just something to be outside and walk on the ground and just enjoy being in nature. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, that'll be good for you. All righty. Well, let us know how it goes.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our next caller is from area code 858. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Love and Barbara. My name is Anne. How are you doing?
Fine, Anne. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
It is okay to ask my daughter to ask on her behalf.
Okay. Say that again.
My daughter asked to ask a question on her behalf. Is this okay to ask?
Oh, so you want to ask a question for your daughter?
I have a question that my daughter asked me to ask.
Okay. So what's the question?
Well, she found this job at the beginning of the month. It's a new job, and she met a nice guy there. And she's really interested in romantic development with him, not just friends or anything. She's not into friendships that much. His name is Jeff, and she's really into this guy, and she likes to know if there will be a romantic development from him.
Okay. Well, let's see if they're going to give us an answer to that. GC?
Yes. This situation with your daughter, this has been going on for a while now, though, correct?
No, that's a new guy. It was a different guy that she was friends for 5 months,
okay.
And they went on a date and nothing worked out. So she met a new guy just this month in March.
Okay, so she's a new guy. Okay. Because I'm just seeing like a door closing, and then suddenly something else is opening up, and it's a better door for her to walk through. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. So the angels are asking that she stay focused on what she is desiring and hoping for in a relationship. Think about what she is wanting. You know, visualize her goals and visualize the relationship the way she wants it to be. Okay. I'm getting this is a time of new beginnings for her. And I'm also getting, you know, good old-fashioned courtship is something that she should really, you know, stick with because it's really, really important in regard to, you know, relationships, okay?
Okay. And you mentioned that one door is closing, the other one is opening. So which door is closing? The guy that she is interested now?
No, I mean, there might have been a past person she was interested in. And
oh, okay.
I saw one door closing and another one opening, okay?
Okay, because was that guy that finished things in January?
She's still like she may like him, but I don't think she's ready for love yet. She's she's wanting to have some good times, some fun, and I'm not seeing that she's ready for commitment either as well. Okay, so that's why the angels are saying please. Just take your time and keep the good old-fashioned courtship. You know, keep that in mind as well because she
would love
she
this, but he's not asking her on a date. They just work together, see each other at work. He's very friendly with everyone. They're just his personality,
although,
I think. Huh?
Yes, because I'm getting there's going to be someone coming forward that is interested in her, okay? So that's why I was saying about, make sure that, when that comes to be, that she takes it really slow, okay?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that
okay.
she will meet someone else at work, at her job that she just found?
I'm getting a maybe, but she hasn't had luck in her love life, and that's going to change.
Exactly,
so, again,
so that's why she is so upset, like, with old boyfriend.
Hey, but there's nothing to be upset about.
Yeah.
Everything happens in fine timing, hon. There's nothing to be upset about. One door is closing, another one is opening, and the one that is opening to something better.
Oh, I hope
okay?
so.
Okay? And the reason it is opening, it is time for her to really, think about what is it that makes her happy. What will make her happy, in the long run with this relationship that she starts to connect with? What is she wanting? So she's, tell her to anticipate a beautiful relationship. This person is going to be really outgoing and confident, very intelligent, energetic, and has a beautiful personality. So I see her going into the direction of, a nice romantic relationship, but if she's not ready for it to come along, it doesn't matter if it's the right person or not because she's got to be ready, okay? So make sure she's working on herself and getting herself ready for this person before they come along. It would be like someone coming to the door to take her out and her hair is in curler, she's in an old bathrobe. I mean, it's not the picture that you want to present, correct?
Yeah. I think
so
she's almost
ready.
That's my impression. Was that she's ready. She went to hairdresser. She did beautiful hair and everything, and she says nothing is happening. He's not asking me out.
I feel there's unhappiness within her, okay? And there's a little bit of negativity there as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go and buy clothes and, like, makeup and get your hair done and get rid of the unhappiness, okay? So she's got to reevaluate her behavior, and she's got to think about, you know, herself first, loving herself first. Before she can love someone else, she's got to love herself first. No one's going to come along and, you know, fix what she doesn't like about herself or whatever is making her feel uneasy. She's got to love herself first. So she's in need of a little healing. So to continue on with this reading, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, okay?
And DC, do you have a time frame when this the right
person comes?
Because
she's not ready presently. Uh-huh. Presently, she's not ready for love, huh? That's all. That's why I have to turn you over to Barbara, okay?
I understand. Thank you so much, DC.
Okay, so...
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Anne. What I'm getting is, this is basically for her. They want her to know that she needs to be what she's looking for. Like if she's looking for a man with a wonderful sense of humor, she needs to have a wonderful sense of humor. She needs to be what she's looking for so that she can attract that into her life. And right now there feels like there's a little bit of desperation about her, like she's thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to find someone. And they want her to let that go because she doesn't want to attract someone who's desperate. She wants to attract someone who's ready for love. So she needs to be ready for love because whatever it is that she's feeling, that's what she's putting out there. And that's what she's attracting back into her life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing about love is that you don't need to chase it because you are simply attracting what you are being. So she doesn't need to chase it. She doesn't need to worry about it. She doesn't need to, you know, make sure that she's got the perfect outfit and the perfect hair every day and all of that sort of stuff, because she's going to attract someone who's going to love her. And they're going to love her no matter what. Even if she is wearing curlers in a bathrobe, they're going to love her. And that's what she's really wanting. That's what she deserves in her life. So she needs to be what she's looking for.
Okay, yeah. I understand. I'll let you know. Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. And she needs to know that she does have a wonderful team that works with her, and they are helping her as much as she's letting them help her. And they want her to be happy. So if she can actually just be happy now, that will help too, because then she will be attracting someone who is happy. And I'm sure she'd much rather have someone who's happy than to have someone who's miserable. So that's why she needs to be what she's looking for. Okay?
Okay, sure. I will let you know. Thank you so much, both. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, DC, we have gone through all of our callers.
Well, you know, could you connect with Jesus for a second and just, you know, let the listeners know that, you know, if they find the right person and they're not ready for love, you know, it's just not going to work out. And it, maybe like Jesus could talk about how to get ready, you know, how to get ready for the love that you, you know, desire and want to manifest.
Okay, here's
Thank
what
you.
He wants to say. As you've already heard, it's a matter of being what you are looking for. So often people are looking for that special someone. They're looking for that someone to complete them, which means they see themselves as incomplete. You don't want someone who is going to complete you. You want someone who is going to complement you, someone who is going to work with you, who is going to change your life in good ways, but your life is already fine even without them. When you are looking for someone to complete you, you are usually coming from desperation, from that belief that your life can't get better until that person is there. That is not what is going to attract someone who is going to love and adore you, who is going to accept you exactly as you are. You need to love and adore yourself. You need to accept yourself exactly as you are. You need to be what you are looking for. There's nothing wrong with you. So don't think of yourself as broken, because you're not. Think of yourself as whole, complete, and perfect. You are the only you there is. There is no other you. So you don't need to compare yourself against anyone else. Loving yourself is the most important step to finding love in your life. Because when you have it within you, it can't help but come to you. Because that is the energy you are putting out, and you are always, always attracting what you are putting out there. So if you are thinking that you are some poor little victim, then you are attracting someone who's looking for a poor little victim, or who is a poor little victim. So don't complain if that's what you end up with, if that is the energy you are putting out there. Be very careful of who you are being, because it has an impact on every aspect of your life. Be the love that you are looking for. Do things to show yourself that you love you. Do nice little things just for you. And that lets the universe know that you are ready, and that you know that you deserve someone who is truly going to love you. It really does make all the difference in the world. Open up to loving yourself and let the rest follow. Okay, that's what he wanted to say about it.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, I guess we are done for today. Unless
awesome.
You're getting something
well,
else.
Well, no, I feel good. I feel we, you know, helped who wanted, you know, to call in and have help and everything. And Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller are shaking their heads and they're saying, yep, it was a great show, ladies.
Well, good. We got their approval. Yay.
And my phone is dinging, so they're saying, yep.
Wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know what they're up to, but I think we're done for tonight before something occurs.
Okay, then. We will be back next Sunday evening for anyone who wants to come and join in again, and we will be happy to answer your questions, do your readings, and give you healing or whatever it is we are guided to do. We hope that you have a wonderful week, and we thank you so much for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.